Wendy, I'm going to take my mask off when I
speak. As well, just, I'm waiting so that we can do a political fever.
Okay. Do you have a touch? You got to maintain the illusion of sick fight.
Folks, here's the bottom line. They know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. So let's get started. Did you see this hypocrisy? The DC mayor exempts lawmakers while mandating new mask orders for the people that she is to serve. Then next up, we have the Jezebelian governor, Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan, who told businesses that if customers do not comply with their unlawful orders, that they should not allow them to buy or sell. Then we have Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti looking out for your best interests when he said either comply or else. We will shut off your water and your electricity. What of the New Mexico governor? Well, she wants to show you her mercy and compassion in closing down grocery stores. Yes, you heard me right, grocery stores. And yes, of course, in all this, the people are being tested and gauged to see how far that they can go. As they say, friends, they will always do with whatever you let them get away with, and I'm here to tell you that they are. I ask again, where is it that these said representatives are getting their delegated authority from, if not from we the people? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem publicly declared that she does not have the authority to lock down the state, also taking note that our religious freedoms were completely under attack. And as the virus rages and manufactured death tolls and virus statistics continue to skyrocket, say they, we then have Austin Mayer in early November, as health officials warned of an impending COVID-19 spike. Austin Mayor Stephen Adler hosted an outdoor wedding and reception with 20 guests for his daughter at a trendy hotel near downtown. The next morning, Adler and seven other wedding attendees boarded a private jet bound for Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, where they vacationed for a week at a family timeshare. One night into the trip, Adler addressed Austin residents in a Facebook video, "We need to stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax. We are going to be looking really closely. We may have to close things down if we are not careful.
And then we need to, you know, stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax."
And in spite of all these living out the truth of the matter and their hypocrisies and lying to the people, you have the Louisiana governor getting caught in his own deceptions while golfing and gathering with his friends. You know the rest of the story, friends. No mask, no social distancing. Then while they are being exposed like a bunch of good little devils that they are, in turn, they play the victims. Even going so far as to call them that call them out for who and what it is that they are. You know, them that took their lessons from the likes of a Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's minister of propaganda, who said, "Accuse others of what you are guilty of." Well, you may say, that's a little extreme, Bradley. Yeah, I agree. But listen to Californian Mayor Rex Paris when he said, "Not wearing a mask in public is an act of domestic terrorism." Again, friends, pay attention as to who they are accusing of being terrorists. And of course, we have then CNN's own useful idiot Chris Cuomo smoking a cigar at a Long Island restaurant with friends and, of course, without a mask. This coming shortly thereafter, where Cuomo was calling it a propaganda.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we need to talk about what's going on here really quick, okay? And I'm keeping this out on the forefront for the very purpose of the obvious. Okay, why the American people are hastening the return of the father of the vaccine bewilders me. I want to show you today as to what you need to expect. Okay. Outside of the fact that, folks, you know what it was like to go through the last 3.5 years concerning the pandemic, and those floodgates were opened up wide by yours truly, the father of the vaccine. Again, friends, yesterday we were talking about, you know, if Donald Trump would have drained the swamp the way that he promised that he would, you wouldn't have a Joe Biden today. Okay. You wouldn't have a Kamala Harris today. You had a Barack Obama today. You wouldn't have a George Bush today. He would have dealt with all of it, but that's not what he did. Now he's telling the people he's going to do it this time. Well, folks, he didn't do it the first time. He had his opportunity. But I do want to foretell you what's going to happen due to the fact that I've also highlighted over the last couple of days that we have now J.D. Vance, which is the vice president. Pick by the presidential cabinet concerning Donald Trump. And we know that J.D. Vance is nothing more than another shill for Big Pharma. He's an investor into Big Pharma. Well, it's not going to stop there, friends. You got Bill Gates, you got Anthony Fauci, you got the CDC, you got the WHO. You got all these devils lining up, waiting to go ahead and take another shot at the American people. And why is that going to happen? Well, because the American people don't want to listen. They want to go ahead and allow the big tech companies to censor voices like doctors that have been telling you the truth over the last 3.5 years concerning this created crisis and pandemic. And now you even get to hear these that are responsible for the crisis that they created, Jeremiah 11:9. Come out and say, you know what, we were wrong about certain things. We shouldn't have done that. I mean, we've heard the governor from the state of California talk about it. We've heard Anthony Fauci, who's still being grilled by Ron Paul's son, and his wife is going secretly behind the backs of the American people and buying stock into Remdesivir. Oh, did I say that? Yep, that's the information people are not listening to, okay? Outside of the fact that we knew locally as to what was taking place as to this whole crisis and how it all started with a mask. And if, you know, just let's just go ahead and do this for the next week and a half, 2 weeks, just to get around this curve. And then before you knew it, everybody was being forced to wear a mask, which I never did. P.S. Just wanted to let you know that. Also wanted to let you know that it turned into, and I knew it was going there and I told you it was going there. The pill in the jam is they're going to try to force vaccinations 3 months later. It's exactly the direction that they went. And then videos started to surface concerning the truth of the vaccine. All the doctors were being completely censored that were trying to tell the American people that this is a genocide. Again, they didn't want to listen to that. They didn't want to stop big tech. They just allowed Donald Trump to keep pushing the agenda. Then here comes Joe Biden. And then we get to pick up, and guess what we find out? We find out Donald Trump's worshipers, Acts 12:22. What do? They blame Joe Biden for what Donald Trump started. Folks, I'm just gonna tell you right now, if you think you've seen anything, if you allow this to go forward, you haven't seen anything yet. I mean, we know all the lies now. Remember when you used to, people are afraid to go into the hospital now. Why? Because when they went into the hospital during the created crisis, remember Big Pharma was going out of business and so was Western medicine in so many different ways. And before you knew it, this just brought them right back up on top, didn't it? And remember when people were afraid to go into the hospital and they go into the hospital, the first thing they would be asked is, you know, where's your mask? And they'd put a mask on and then they would go inside of the hospital and then they would be given a PCR test. And then all of a sudden, before we knew it, they had COVID and then they needed to take the shot to prevent the virus. Okay. Remember that? Yep. And then what followed shortly thereafter is, you know, they were incentivized, we found out, to do all of that. And then we found out that they were incentivized to actually get them into the hospital. And then once they got them in a bed, then what they would do is they'd be incentivized then to also put up a mechanical ventilator. You remember all of this, friends? Yeah. Guess who the author of all this is, right? And then that wasn't good enough. And then what was interesting is only to find out they'd put them on remdesivir, and then remdesivir would shut down their organs. So 85% of the people that took that there around abouts never came back to life again. Nope. They were being genocided, only to find out that they were being incentivized to do that as well. They were put on a medical a mechanical ventilator, same exact thing. Folks, we've had families on. We've had doctors on. We even had Dr. Tenpenny on the radio forecasting what was coming, and she was exactly right. Look at all the people that have been genocided. What's the last numbers? 20 million people that we know of? And the American people somehow or another are hastening the return of the father of the vaccine back into the people's White House. Hey, folks, it's because of the short-term memories of the American people. That's why this is happening. That's why this is happening now. Oh, I want to go back. I got one more thing I needed to tell you concerning how the doctors and the hospitals were being incentivized. It's also interesting to note that if the person died in the hospital, the mortician, he would be incentivized to go. He would get paid if he equated the death, regardless of what it was, if he equated that death to COVID-19. Just so you remember all of this, friends. Okay. I just told you a couple minutes ago, because I didn't go along with it at the airports, Delta banned me. They said you can't come on the airlines anymore. And why is that? Well, you can't come on the airlines anymore because I'm not going to pretend with them. I'm not going to pretend with them. You know as well as I do, and I've showed you videos concerning this as well. Remember the people that were thrown in concentration camps? You know how Adolf Hitler did that? He got the people in Germany to believe that they were sick. And do you remember the little cards that we seen? And this is the history the American people don't have. Do you remember the little cards that they used to have to show all the Gestapo? That was the fact that they've already taken their said vaccines. And remember Adolf Hitler's pitch to them, for your health. Do you all remember this? Do you all remember the videos of the woman saying they're doing it again? This is what they did in Germany. This is what they did in Germany. Why, friends? Because the devil doesn't have a new bag of tricks. He just needs some more useful idiots that think that there's something on this earth that want to assert themselves above God, only to get knocked down like lightning, saith the Lord God in Jesus' name. Yep, they just want to go ahead and try it again. They think that the technology that they have today is going to get one over on the Creator. As I ended the show yesterday, I'm going to highlight the very beginning. It's never going to happen. Read Isaiah 14 in just a moment here, friends. Read it during the break. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just trying to get everybody to recollect what happened over the last 3.5 years. It's amazing to me how people have forgotten. They're hastening in the father of the vaccine back into the office, making America great again by doing the opposite of what he says. Matthew 7:16-20. Hey, folks, this applies to all of them. It doesn't just apply to this guy. And furthermore, it applies to the accomplices that are hastening back him back into office. I mean, you want to talk about gluttons for punishment? Oh, my goodness, friends. You can't make this kind of stuff up. I just did an article, and I'm going to highlight it in just a couple minutes. You cannot make this stuff up. Do you remember when the federal judges throughout the United States were telling the American people that what the governors were doing concerning all of these unconstitutional edicts, trying to tell you what you better do and what you better not do, and if you don't do it, then we're going to enforce the law that doesn't exist? You remember all this? Yeah. Remember all the judges that were telling you that, hey, listen, they have no constitutional authority? Happened in California, Pennsylvania, was happening in Michigan. These federal judges were doing their job. They were acting in good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. I'll tell you what, folks, and I want to high-five all the good judges that are doing their job, because without them, we wouldn't be here today. All the good people that are working in civil government, praise God for those that are doing their job. But you know what? It needs to stop. All of this, that which is going on. People need to remember what took place over the last 3.5 years. Here, let me take it a step further just to add insult to injury. Outside of all of the big tech censoring free speech, Mike Adams from the Health Rangers now suing Meta, They're suing Facebook. They're suing Twitter. They're suing the Department of Defense. They're suing the NewsGuard, who acts under the guise of being a conservative outlet fact checker. Nope, not at all. They're working in hand in glove with the DOD to censor free speech concerning the genocide. Okay? Besides all of that, I mean, if that doesn't get your dander up, folks, I don't know what's going to. You know, and interestingly enough, I just had a thought here. Isn't it interesting that when the federal judges and state judges came out and said that these governors have no constitutional authority, they're violating the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And they work for you. You don't work for them. Wasn't it interesting that when they came out and they dethroned them in the face of their states and the people across the country, the people still went along to be led by the nose of the tyrants that had not the lawful authority to do so in the first place? And isn't it also interesting to note that these civil authorities, they love to be called the authorities. No, they're civil representatives of the people. And again, they work for us. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, right? And we derive our rights from God, but we have to fight for them. 1 Timothy 6:12. Isn't it interesting? At the same time, they were telling you what to do, but behind closed doors, what were they doing, folks? They were doing just the exact opposite. I want you to see this because this is fuel to the fire if this is, in fact, getting you indignant towards the crimes that have been committed against we the people. Look at this.
Have it. Political theater, the hoax, exposed again and again and again and again. Over and over again, politicians are being caught on hot mics, calling it political theater, and keeping up the illusion of social distancing, only to be caught without masks that they are unconstitutionally mandating others to wear.
So, Wendy, I'm going to take my mask off.
The governor, Tom Wolf, said he's going to take his mask off. Wendy Ullman, a representative, said she just needs to keep up false pretenses for political theater, and then they laugh. Here's a signer for the governor, the tyrant from Michigan. She said she needed to keep up the illusion of 6 feet.
Here's the bottom line.
Just keep watching, folks. It gets better.
Most Americans know how to tell the truth.
These are the politicians.
So let's get started.
The clowns in the circus of politics.
Did you see this hypocrisy? The D.C. mayor exempts lawmakers while mandating new mask orders for the people that she is to serve.
Who started
then
all this,
up,
friends?
We have the Jezebelian governor, Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan, who told businesses that if customers do not comply with their unlawful orders, that they should not allow them to buy or sell.
Do you remember all this, friends? I hope so.
Then we have Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti looking out for your best interests when he said either comply or else. We will shut off your water and your electricity.
Listen, folks. The politicians, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to play some more of this for you. The politicians were saying that either you comply. This was in L.A., Orange County, California. The said mayor there felt within himself, assuming authority that was never given to him by the people. He said, either you comply with us or we'll shut your water off and your power off. I'm not making this up. Do you all remember this? Apparently, the American people have forgotten because, again, they're hastening the father of the vaccine that opened the floodgates to Big Pharma, who was going bankrupt, to go ahead and have their way, working with hand-in-glove corruption in government to give power over to the health departments of certain states across the country to go ahead and quarantine at will, quote, not only to quarantine at will, but to vaccinate at will. For all of you people in Florida that feel safe, you might want to go ahead and take some time and read SB 2006 in Ron DeSantis' state, because you have been lied to the same way that you're being lied to with Donald Trump. Okay? Going over to none other than that of Governor Whitmer. They call her Witchmer there. She is an absolute witch. If you've seen the way that she ran her second campaign, it was on a Ouija board, no joke. But it's interesting with her is she said that if you don't comply with her unconstitutional orders, P.S., It was her state that the state Supreme Court stood up and told all the people in Michigan what Gretchen Whitmer was doing was completely unconstitutional. I believe there was over 1,100 unconstitutional edicts she gave. She's power hungry, okay? One of the worst states I see in the union, friends. But she said, we'll shut off your water and your power until you know what's good for you. No joke. No joke. Let's keep going on. It gets better, folks. I'm just trying to get you to recollect. What of the New Mexico governor? Well, she wants to show you her mercy and compassion in closing down grocery stores. New Mexico governor wanted to shut down grocery stores. And yes, of course, in all this, the people are being tested and gauged to see how far that they can go. As they say, friends, they will always do with whatever you let them get away with. And I'm here to tell you that they are. I ask again, where is it that these said representatives are getting their delegated authority from, if not from we the people? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem publicly declared that she does not have the authority to lock down the state, also taking note that our religious freedoms were completely under attack. Okay, now Kristi Noem, for those that think she's a good girl, I want you to also understand that we had somebody from the inside of government in South Dakota, and I know senators there and representatives there as well that attested to the truth of the matter, and as did we also bring up all the documentation. Kristi Noem, while she was playing the victim and trying to sell to the people that she was standing up for their rights, she was actually delegating authority to her subordinates to go ahead and do what it was that she didn't want to be blamed for, okay? So she, in fact, gave them authority to attack all the people in South Dakota. We were there during that particular time, and it was going on because it was a state that people felt that they could go to and take a little repose, a little rest, maybe a short vacation, a weekend vacation or something like that. Well, when you got there, it was the same thing going on there as it was in every other state. Hey, friends, do you understand that if the American people didn't bow to this tyrannical nonsense, it couldn't happen because they don't have the power to enforce it? Did you not understand that they're scared to death of the mob? That's the American people they're supposed to work with. But as long as they can keep leading you along like a carrot leading a donkey along, friends, they're going to keep doing it. And every time you comply, you think that you're somehow or another going to make it stop. No, you're adding another tyranny. You're adding another chain to the bondage concerning the chain that they are forging upon you on a daily basis. You're adding strength to tyranny by complying with this unconstitutional nonsense. It's not about your health. Hey, folks, let me stop there. It's about your health because that's what they did, just like Adolf Hitler during this last pandemic. All started under the likes of Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine. He said that. I didn't. That's easy to find. It's for your health. This is the same government that says it's okay to murder 70 million of your own babies over the last how many decades in this country because they deemed themselves in the place of God? Oh, not a good place to put yourself, friends. It's about your health. If it was about your health, friends, they would look in the mirror and correct themselves real quick. But that's why judgment's falling upon this land. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, He is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, you know what I forgot to tell you folks? We are going to be, we got to reschedule out in Colorado. In the meantime, we are going to be at the Minnesota State Fair August 22nd. Looks like we're going to be in Minnesota, in southern Minnesota, coming up here relatively shortly concerning a men's meeting. I'm waiting for that date. And then we also have Oakwood Grand Hall, which will be the recreation area. And this will be at 2100 Willow Creek Road, Portage, Indiana, October 5th. Looking forward to that. We've been talking about going to into Indiana for some time now. So the opportunity has now arisen, and we're going to take it. Also wanted to let you know, too, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe, SOL Radio. On the top of that page as well, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Hey, I want to continuously fuel this. narrative, because it's just been escalating one thing after another concerning the last 3.5 years. And what we're talking about right now as Americans hasten the return of the father of the vaccine. Many people don't know the vice president, the candidate that has been offered to the American people under Donald Trump, the one that he picked, he is an investor into pharmaceutical companies. Well, it's not stopping there. There's already people jumping on board saying, hey, listen, this happens again. We need to go after the anti-vaxxers with the use of the police and federal agencies. I'm going to get to that in just a couple moments. Again, I want to get back to this, and I want to show you the absolute hypocrisy of these politicians that were driving the narrative that were busted over and over again, talking about how it was political theater, how they were telling people they should stay home, yet they're on vacation, so on and so forth. Oh, and it just keeps getting worse. Just ask them. And as the virus rages and manufactured death tolls and virus statistics continue to skyrocket, say they, we then have Austin Mayer in early November, as health officials warned of an impending COVID-19 spike. Austin Mayor Stephen Adler hosted an outdoor wedding and reception with 20 guests for his daughter at a trendy hotel near downtown. The next morning, Adler and 7 other wedding attendees boarded a private jet bound for Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, where they vacationed for a week at a family timeshare.
Watch this.
One night into the trip, Adler addressed Austin residents in a Facebook video. We need to stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax. We are going to be looking really closely. We may have to close things down if we are not careful.
And then we need to, you know, stay home.
As he's on vacation.
This is not the time to relax.
As he's on vacation. And in spite of all these living out the truth of the matter and their hypocrisies and lying to the people, you have the Louisiana governor getting caught in his own deceptions while golfing and gathering with his friends.
See, it applies to us,
you know, the rest,
but it doesn't apply to them.
No mask, no social distancing.
Right? They're demigods.
And while they are being exposed like a bunch of good little devils that they are, in turn, they play the victims. Even going so far as to call them that call them out for who and what it is that they are. You know, them that took their lessons from the likes of a Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's minister of propaganda, who said, accuse others of what you are guilty of. Well, you may say, that's a little extreme, Bradley. Yeah, I agree. But listen to Californian Mayor Rex Paris when he said, not wearing a mask in public is an act of domestic terrorism.
Yep.
Again, friends, pay attention as to who they are accusing of being terrorists. Terrorism, defined. Oxford English Dictionary, government by intimidation is the original definition of terrorism. Government by intimidation.
And of course, we have then CNN's own useful idiot Chris Cuomo smoking a cigar at a Long Island restaurant with friends and, of course, without a mask.
Okay,
and this coming shortly thereafter, where Cuomo was calling it a propaganda move by the said president during that time for removing his mask at the People's White House.
Okay, for the record, Chris Cuomo has now come out because he took the shots. He has come out and he is speaking out against the narrative and how they were lied to. So I got to give Chris Cuomo kudos for that one. And due to the fact that he's willing to tell the truth when he's wrong about it. And so we give him a high five for actually doing so. And I want to continue on here again because it does get worse. We're talking about as Americans hasten the return of the father of the vaccine. Apparently these people that are supporting their oppressors have failed to remember that he was the author of all of this and opening the floodgates upon the American people. Now, in conclusion, this short video is really an expose. Not just of the criminals that are in fact working for special interest groups, but also an expose on the hypocrisies and the accomplices of them that put up with their crimes.
Yep.
So really what it comes down to is the American people putting up with this. We have several of these videos available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you go to the right side of the page, I'm just going to go to my friends on social media platforms right now. If you go to the right side of the page, there's several of those videos. Some of them have 500,000 views on them. And it's important that you take the time to educate yourself concerning what this is all about. And it is applicable to so many different avenues and facets of our life, folks. And that's what we have done by bringing about not just an awareness, but also a biblical and a constitutional answer. And really what it comes down to in a nutshell is the American people becoming the law and bringing judgment upon the heads of the guilty. For without it, you are going to lose your freedoms, period. It's just that simple. I want to go to the next point, and I want to just bring you to this new article. I just posted it this morning, actually early or later on this morning. Americans hasten to restore the father of the vaccine back into the people's White House with new vice president pick, J.D. Vance, who is a pharmaceutical investor. You might want to consider the next steps. Now, I know that some people are going to be really bothered by what I'm going to share, because they don't want the blinders taken off. I know a lot of people that went along with this whole pandemic concerning the offset of it under Trump. I know that some of them went along with it. A lot of people went along with it. But I believe that a lot of them that are still here with us today are doing everything in their power to undo what they wish they wouldn't have done. And I see this all across the boards. I also want to say this just to prove the point. Concerning the loss of the people from these experimental jabs, I remember I was doing a ride-along in Arizona. We went out there to hang out with Sheriff Mark Lamb for a little bit, just for a couple days. And in the process of doing so, the guy that I was doing a ride-along with, that sheriff, he had just said to me, unsolicited, I didn't ask him a thing about it. He had just told me that he's got a friend that owns a morgue in Arizona in a certain county, and he said, this is unprecedented. They didn't even know how to respond to this. There was so much overload of people dying that they didn't know how to respond concerning the death load per se. I don't mean any disrespect by that, but that's what he had told me. And he said, Bradley, it is just astronomical concerning the people that are dying from these shots. Where was the mainstream media? They were the ones that were driving the narrative. Where was Fox News? They were driving the narrative. Where was Donald Trump? They were driving the narrative. What were guys like me doing? Holding to the word of God and saying, hey, listen, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, right? That's who he is. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What a better way to do it than to get into the bloodstream. And the Bible tells us in Leviticus 17:11 that the life is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. So where do you want to go? You want to get into the bloodstream. And the Bible clearly tells us that we are not to mix seed in 19:19 of Leviticus. And common sense comes into play. All these mysterious diseases coming out. RFK Jr., he had come out and shared with the people statistically all the people and the diseases that have come out since they started to mandate vaccinations in public schools. Of course. Of course, what is this? Depopulation. And if you don't want to believe that, friends, that's all you have to do is ask Bill Gates. And when we went over the last 3.5 years, I highlighted the video over and over and over again where he said we could do a really good job of depopulating the planet with vaccines. He said it. And through Planned Parenthood, he called it family reproduction. Notice what they do. These are devils. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. These are minions, friends, of the devil that want to depopulate the planet. Just ask them. I got a whole video just on that as well. But where did this start? How did this all come into play? Well, if you remember right, here's the headline right here. This is not my article. If you can check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll see us on live stream right now and or before it's news right now. And if not, I'll paint the picture. It is a headline, and there's several of them. And again, it's easy to find this information, friends. Trump's latest delusion, I am the father of the vaccine. And what's crazy about it is he's still out there telling the American people, those worshipers of his. That's what they are. It's political idolatry. Man gets into trouble every single time he puts a man in the place of Christ. And you know what's crazy about all that? See, they serve the Lord, but they fear the Lord, but they serve their own gods. Well, their own God is Donald Trump. And what's crazy about it is these professed Christians, it's a lack thereof, and nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. It's interesting how they'll justify it. They'll say, well, we worship the Lord. And we serve the Lord God, but we support Donald Trump. No, that is not the case at all. Because what you're doing in every war, what's the first casualty? The truth. What they're doing is they're removing the truth and the facts and the fruit that hangs on this corrupt administration. And yet they're still saying they serve and they worship the Lord, but they support Donald Trump. What are they doing? They're falling to their own demise. I'm going to come right back to this final segment coming up, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com.
We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighton Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brightonradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting CUFI.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we're doing. Also, Sons of Liberty Media.com. 13 to 15 articles over there, our schedules over there, the stores available over there. And also consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to keep us out there, because this is not talk radio alone. This is do radio, okay? And this is what we have been doing. Read James 2, 14 through 26 when you get a moment. So I'm highlighting right now as Americans hasten the return of the father of the vaccine. I did a brand new article this morning. I want you to see this, okay? Here it is right here. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is what they've been doing to this ministry for 7 years now. Pulling our pages, censoring our information, and giving people the facts, right? Well, in the process of that, I just had a friend who had got the article this morning, and right on cue for us, it's a godsend. She sends this to me. This is Facebook. What does it say? We removed your post. Why? It's not like Donald Trump didn't call himself the father of the vaccine. It's not like J.D. Vance, who changed his name three times. It's not like he's not an investor for pharmaceutical companies. What are they so worried about? Folks, I thought they were attacking Donald Trump. I don't know how people can come up with that conclusion. The mainstream media is under the control of six corporations worldwide under the mockingbird media of the CIA. They give Donald Trump all the attention that he needs to get into the position that he's in today and where he's going again. And yet, by the way, they groomed him for 30 years in a favorable light, but yet his followers still don't put two and two together concerning the fact that he's not being victimized. He's capitalizing off of the people. The mainstream media is giving him all the attention that he needs. And now, friends, what are they doing? They're trying to protect him, aren't they? Just like I've always said. Facebook said, this goes against our community standards. They said, it looks like we're doing this to get follows, shares, or videos, views in a misleading way. This is, folks, this is a violation of the First Amendment. This is what's dangerous in your country right now. Here's the picture. You can see it for yourself. He said, I'm the father of the vaccine. Oh, by the way, they did the same thing with Bill Gates. They tried to say that he didn't say that he wanted to depopulate the planet. It's exactly what he said, and he clearly said it several times. Right? Same thing with the WF. WEF. WEF, just so you can hear the E in there. What are they so offended of? Well, there's the documentary by Stu Peters, Died Suddenly. If you haven't seen that, folks, millions of people have seen that. And we don't have to try to convince anybody that's taking the experimental jab that they've been lied to, because they're all trying to tell you the same thing. A lot of them aren't here to do that any longer. But it's interesting, because here is also in the Columbus Dispatch that none other than J.D. Vance, he is an investor into none other than Big Pharma. That should come as no surprise to anybody in the country that the father of the vaccine would pick somebody like that. Of course not. Why would Facebook try to block that? Because it goes against the narrative. Goes against the narrative, friends. Who are they working for? It shows you who they're working for, doesn't it? Absolutely, it does. Absolutely, it tells you who they're working for, and it's not the American people. These are corporations working with corruption in government. And as a matter of fact, we played a video yesterday from Netanyahu, the said prime minister in Israel, who's hated by the people in his own country. Matter of fact, they drew up the articles of impeachment to have him removed during the pandemic. But your people, your said representatives in the United States of America, gave him over 58 standing ovations. Why is that? You're going to have to answer the question. Why is that? Okay? So let's go back to this. What's the next step? This is what I want you to hear. Liberty Daily. Here, I want to just go to the article so you can see that, you know, we do this all the time. I want you to see it for yourself so you understand that we're always driving you to see it for yourself, to hear it for yourself. We're not here trying to put words into anybody's mouth. But what happens, let's say, if they get back into office? And it's probably going to roll over into the administration. Let's say Trump gets back into office, right? It's going to go into the administration after that. But what they're doing right now is they're trying to create a digital system. They want to get rid of all cash, and they want 15-minute cities. Guess who's blowing the horn for that? Donald Trump is. Okay, so you're being corralled little by little by the man that's being hastened into the People's White House again, who calls himself the father of the vaccine. Out of chaos, we'll create a new order. What are they doing? They create chaos. They don't want people to know the truth of the matter, because the truth destroys their agenda. That's why they lie. They lie because they know the truth. And now here we go. This is what it's moving into. The Liberty Daily, listen to this carefully. All of you unvax people, which is easily a majority, okay? Vax advocate Peter Hotez calls for the use of police and military against anti-vaccine aggression. Wait a second. They don't have authority in any of this matter. The state does not have the authority. The government does not have lawful authority. Why? Because the people didn't delegate the authority for them to go ahead and force poison into their bloodstreams. Okay? Listen carefully. Doctor, he calls himself, Peter Hotez, long proponent of the COVID-19 vaccine, and you got to understand, this is how they make their living, right? Okay. Said he favors deploying police and military powers against anti-vaxxers, whom he blamed for causing hundreds of thousands of deaths during the pandemic. Americans, do you understand why I brought up the parable concerning when I was a little kid? I used to be into Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris and martial arts. And matter of fact, when I was 14, I won city in boxing. And I grew up in the hood, so I kind of had to learn a lot of this stuff, right? But you know what's interesting about all of that? And I was going to make a point with this. But it's interesting that when I was like 14 years old, I remember seeing a martial art movie called Kill or Be Killed. Do you understand that these people are dangerous? Do you understand that corruption in governments and corporations in this fascist state, big tech companies that are censoring Americans and people across the world, trying to make you aware of who's responsible for this, they're trying to make it a one-sided narrative. Do you understand that these people must be brought to justice? Because if they fail to be brought to justice, they aim at taking your life. Oh, broadcast it. The mainstream media has attacked my ministry so many times. How come they don't attack it when I tell you the truth concerning the vaccines? They attacked me on the sodomite agenda. They told me I was crazy for telling you that it's aimed at the kids. Was I right? Yep, I was. Why? Because I did my due diligence. You know, when I told them about, told the American people about the vaccines over 20 years ago in a magazine. It's interesting. Is that what we're dealing with today? It's exactly what we're dealing with today. So we have a doctor calling for military power and police power to take on the anti-vaxxers. Again, I'm not saying this. This lunatic, this dangerous lunatic, they say that you're fighting science. Here, let me say this. Science is the study of creation. What these said doctors want to do is they want to remove God and they want to take their discovery of God's creation and put it together, and then they want to sell it, and then they want to remove God. Okay. Well, we first hold to the Creator in His word, and He told us not to do this. So therefore, we're going to have to deal with you. Okay. He said this. Listen carefully to what he said during the last moments here. What I've said to the Biden administration is the health sector can't solve this on its own. We're going to have to bring in Homeland Security, the Commerce Department, the Justice Department to help us understand how to deal with this. I've said the same with, I met with Dr. Tedros and the World Health Organization, crazy criminal people. Friends, this is a security problem because it's a longer and theoretical construct or some arcane academic exercise. 200,000 Americans died because of anti-vaccine aggression, anti-science aggression. And so this is now a lethal force. And now I feel as a pediatric vaccine scientist, it's important, just as important for me to make new vaccines to save lives, that we deal with these people appropriately. Folks, as the Americans hasten the return of the author of the vaccine during our times in the present over the last 3.5 years, just think about the American people supporting their own oppressors, and they want to give power to people like this that are calling for police power, military power, Homeland Security power to basically deal with anti-vaxxers. We're not done. This is brand new. July 27, 2024. Talk to you in 23. See ya.